knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines and order scenes with footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme, cause our quiet hunts in able. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us my friend Cindy Smith. We have Steve Benoon. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. And the purpose of today is to take first aid and CPR classes. That's very important. Could be a matter of life and death. Okay. Let's see. Cindy, you were about to give your prognostication about will there or will there not be an election this year.
My prognosis is, or my what I'm thinking the chances are, is the greater chance that there will not be an election than that there will be. I think there's a lot of things lined up to undermine anything that would be acknowledged by a majority of Americans as a free and fair election. I also wanted to mention about Gavin Newsom, which we talked about last hour. I think the challenge of having a Gavin Newsom presidential nominee is he doesn't poll well enough with African-American Democrats. And I don't think he's going to be their guy.
Okay. All right. Steve, do you have any thoughts about will there not be an election this year?
It's hard to imagine that they would not still try to pull it off and still have the election, because it would really be a historical. Well, we already know that it would make history if we didn't have the election. But nonetheless, the thing is that there's so much pull to try to throw that off with all the different scenarios on the table and the people and the willingness to do so. But I think one thing that would help is, like you said, if they can put somebody on that ticket, for the Democratic ticket, that they feel like has a reasonable chance of winning, they would do it. I know a little while back, about a year ago or so, we were talking about Bernice King possibly running early for election for U.S. president. They're grooming her for 2028 is what they're grooming her for. And so more and more you're seeing her pop up in the spotlight. But when I say grooming, too, that's to see if she is electable. Still trying to use her father's legacy to be able to pull that off. But she is speaking more openly on global issues as well as domestic issues. And she is, stating that she wants to follow in her father's footsteps of the nonviolence and things of that nature there. But I find it interesting, though, that she is getting more, even this year, speaking about the wars and stuff in Ukraine, Israel with Gaza. She's bringing up all of these and about that the violence has got to come to an end. And so, every direction I see set up, and I don't, right down to our own political process, I think we really have to start trying to figure out what these globalists, what are their real initiatives with this country? And if we really can pull together and understand what their initiative is, then we can see why they pulled our strings the way they want to pull them to get us to do certain things. And if we can begin to recognize that and head that off, then they would be unsuccessful in any attempts that they're trying.
Panel, I'm looking for somebody to take the place of Kamala Harris as being the real heads up as to who will be the next president. Cindy, your response.
Well, Kamala Harris does not strike me as a person who is going to be a fool and be just exited stage left. I think something difficult, significant would have to happen to get her out of the mix. And the longer this drags on, the more I'm wondering about what does it look like for the Democratic Party if President Biden were to die in office? that would change the outlook of voters in the country, because I think there would be a lot of sympathy for the Democrats and the Biden family, of course. And that might be a scenario where maybe one of the factions within the Democratic Party could find a way to become in the ascendant and impose their will. And so I'm kind of looking at that and trying to game plan that out and see what that might look like.
All right. Pam, we got another caller here. We got Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Steve, is Steve still there?
He's here. Yep.
Okay. Steve, I've said all along that I personally don't see an election happening, except to the point where, unless they know they've got it in absolute in the pocket for the Democrats, I think they're going to try to get all of these illegals. They're already giving them driver's licenses in these sanctuary cities. They're going to have them voting. But I've said all along that the people that put Biden in office have a plan to accomplish whatever that plan is before Biden is taken out of office. And I was wondering, I agree with you that I think that they want to do whatever it takes to be able to declare martial law. I don't know how that will work, how good that will work for them, because you will have states seceding from the union, I think, before they would allow that. But I'm curious to get your take on that.
Well, that's actually part of the plan as well, because of wanting to break this nation up into four, or maybe it was five regions to begin with, and have super governors. And there would still be a president, but the president would not have the powers that he now wields today. It would be a far weaker presidency over the four or five regions that they want to break the United States up into. This goes right back to the thought that I had to start with, and that is, if we figure out and we can recognize what they're really up to, and quit allowing them to pull the strings, then we could put a stop to it. Even the situation, the crisis on the border, you got all these illegal immigrants coming across, which is only and by the way, part of that, of bringing them across, is not just to create the civil unrest in the country, it's to help disarm this nation. This is what the real purpose is, because they know they've tried all kinds of things that they could over the years here to create scenarios, whether it be riots and, to see if the people would not rise up and get into an all-out clashes with one another, to where then they could justify, get the people, the American people behind it, say, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. We took our guns and we did all this killing to ourselves and hurt ourselves, and we've got to disarm our nation. Well, none of that has happened. And so therefore, they keep changing to different plans to try to disarm us. Now they bring in all these illegals into this country here that have nothing to lose, that, whether or not, which we know that many of them know why they're here. They know what their purpose is. They know they're being embedded within this nation to help bring about the collapse of this nation. So, but nonetheless, what have they been promised as a result of their participation in such of events? For them, it's going to be freedom in there in the promised land. For us, it's going to be to try to have a new way to really bring about a massive use of weaponry in this country to where they can justify martial law.
Yeah, I think that's, and the reality is we're not doing anything to stop them. The reality is they're still coming across. The reality is, whether it's Arizona or California, they're still pouring across our borders. Texas might have done something, but the rest of them ain't. And so we're in a world of hurt here, and it looks to me like they're going to succeed in being able to create such unrest and such a vehement backlash that I agree with you that I think the whole goal of that was to, other than collapse us financially, it's to take away any form of self-protection that the American people have, and then we would already be under martial law or a dictatorship completely if we didn't have the Second Amendment. That's the only thing standing between us and Biden's complete military, if you will, or police state takeover of this country, in my opinion.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. And it's very, very scary where we're headed to right now. And of course, if you get martial law declared in this country, you know, they can suspend the Constitution. I mean, there's so many things that can be done. And then what they want to pull off will get pulled off, depending on how well the American people end up standing together. But that's the other thing that they've been doing. They've been working on making sure the American people are so divided, and yet both sides are heavily armed. Even though maybe one side is calling for disarming, they're still heavily armed. So, listen, all you have to do is go to Atlanta and stay in the hotels there to see how heavily armed some of the citizens are there that would be historically Democrats, and they're ready for a battle.
Interesting. I think it would be a bloodbath when it does, and I think, unfortunately, when I play this out in my mind, the only way that I see this ending is it will be a collapse of the nation and a collapse of the supply chain. That'll be huge, but I think it ends in a race war, unfortunately. There's just too many. I have a question for you, Steve. One time, this ties right into what I'm saying here. One time I was listening to a higher up military guy, and he was saying that if you're going to police a particular area or a group or a country, if you're going to have a complete control of it, that it takes way more troops. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he said five times as many more troops to have one analogous group of people compared to factions. If you have a whole bunch of factions, it's not so hard to police them. But if you had one group, it's a lot harder to control them. Have you heard anything on that?
Not specifically that, but it is, you know, logically it does make sense, you know, because if you have different factions to begin with, you can always pit one against another. And that's just like what we do in wars to begin with, or if you're overthrowing a country, we may publicly stand with one particular side, but all along, historically, you know, the United States has been very good at overthrowing nations because they end up playing both sides, or they'll play more than one. It might be three or four factions there. And the next thing you know, we're funding every one of those factions. Whichever one goes down and gets too far down, then we fund another side to make sure that side slows the other side down. So, yeah, I could see where they would use that as being the analogy that it's far more harder to contain. And maybe this is why, thinking on that thought there, this could be the reason why we see all the different types of divisions, even in this country that we have, whether it be the Patriot movement, it be the anti-vax movement, the religious movement and their views. I've noticed that there's little differencing opinions in different areas that drives even those factions apart, where maybe historically they were more united. So that can be a problem.
Well, I think if you had the Patriot, the anti-vaxxer, usually those are not very that far apart. You know what I mean? They would join together. Right. But what I have seen, or when I've looked through older history and different things, it's factions that are different races. And they pit one against another, different religious groups. They don't even have to be the different, like Shia and Sunni. They pit one of those against the other, and it's easier to control both. And I see that kind of in a racial sense, here. I don't know that it will end up having a religious overtone to it when you have the Muslims and you know, all the other different groups that have been coming into here. When you throw all that mix in, it is a mayhem. It'll look like goulash by the time we get done, I'm afraid. Anyway, that's all I had, John. Thanks.
Okay, Carl. Thank you for the call. Sandy, you got any follow-up before we go to our next caller?
I think John is right, or actually that was Kyle. I think he was right on the mark with understanding the divide and conquer strategy. I don't think the globalists, the elitists, have been nearly as successful as they would have liked with the attempts that have been made to gin up racial unrest in the country. And I think part of what's going on with Gaza is to incite and inflame religious tension in the United States. And I tend to see these things a lot like Stephen does. It's you have to look behind the veil to see whose agenda is being fulfilled by all of these different things.
All right. Our next caller panel is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning. I understand that there's I've seen something going on about China and Taiwan. According to certain prognostic, Christian, I don't know about prognosticators or self-styled prophets, we could be seeing China attack Taiwan February the 24th. I don't know what's going on about that, but what have you been hearing from that on that front?
I believe Stan Johnson putting out that prophecy, and of course the 24th is 4 days away. I know Stan. I've had dinner at his dinner table, and we'll see what happens.
But what about the Asia Pacific? What about the general Asia Pacific theater? Korea, Japan, Taiwan, in that area. What's going on there? Or want to have one of your guests answer that one?
Steve, you have any thoughts on the Far East?
Yeah, the Far East is China is going to slowly but surely take over that entire region there. The reason for Taiwan is to give them the economic boost that they need, because that's really where the economics for China would be at, is in Taiwan, because of what we've built up over the years there. The other countries, Indonesia, the Philippines, all of those, we have known through different briefings and things over the years that China is going to take over the entire hegemony of that region. And it's mainly because part of the new one world government system that they're trying to bring about, China is to be the new military superpower, and we're going to be slowly but surely phased out in response to all of that. This is also the reason why China has been moving more and more troops, which we don't see this publicly, but they've been engaging in battles in Iraq and parts of Syria for quite some time already, because of the fact that we're going to be pushed out eventually, even of those areas. But yeah, the Asian Pacific region, it will happen over time. Right now, it's going to be Taiwan will be the first, then Indonesia, and then they're going after the Vietnam, the Philippines, and all the above, slowly but surely, one after another.
All right. Our next caller panel is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Morning, John. It's Deborah. Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a question for Steve. I've been watching that Jared Kushner for a while, who has a very different countenance about him. Anyway, he's been together
Hold
with
on
the,
to the
Saudi
break. Hold on to the break, Deborah. We'll get your comment
situation.
After the break. Thank you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This hour is sponsored by the Ark Haven Intentional Christian Community. Great place to live, great place to raise a family, great place to retire. Details at thelibertyman.com. Let's see. Let's get back to, I think we're with Deborah. You have a further comment there, Deborah?
Oh, I was just been watching that Jared Kushner for a long time. He always has given me some, he has a very strange countenance about him. I can't even explain it when he is out in public. He just has a demeanor about him. But anyway, he's been negotiating things through his business with the Saudi prince, but he's also greatly involved over there. So I just want to know if that's something to be, you know, aware of, or...
Okay. Cindy, you got any response to her comments?
Yeah, I think it's always important to look at who is in the sphere of influence of a politician, in this case, President Trump, and looking and seeing where the people in his orbit are moving and who they're talking to and who they're doing business with and who they're meeting with, is a very important way of doing surveillance on what's going on sort of behind the scenes.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And as you let you know, John, it's the 44 of the people are gone now out of 45.
Well, that's for those who don't know, how would you describe the place where you live, Deborah?
Well, I'm not living there anymore. I'm living with a nice family now. But so it was a senior community which had independent, and those are the group I was watching. And then it has assisted living. And at one time they had nursing. They don't have nursing anymore, nursing care. But yes, it was a senior community.
So over the past 2 years, you incrementally watched everybody who got the clot shot die, didn't you?
Yes, it's very... And now I had a group of 45 I was watching. There were 50 of us all together, five who didn't. But of the 45, it's down to 44 now. I mean, there's down to one person, basically.
Amazing. Among the staff, how many of them got the clot shot, and what's their status?
Many of them didn't, because it wasn't mandatory where we were at.
Okay.
So a lot of them didn't get it. So okay. I haven't heard anything regarding that.
Okay, real good. Anything else, Deborah?
No, I was just watching that Jared Kushner. Anyway, I hope you all have a nice day.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Our next caller is JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Hey, great roundtable. I wanted to answer a few questions from the callers. This war started 2 years ago on February 23rd, so Friday will be the anniversary this Friday.
Okay.
From my open source information, I got a 7-to-1 kill ratio. That's 1 million Ukrainians KIA'd and 300,000 Russians KIA'd so far. In the beginning of the war, if you guys listen to Putin, and that's why I want to ask Steve if he heard that Putin and Tucker interview, because a lot of things came out in that. One of them was Putin had Kiev surrounded, and he was told to back off, and he backed off because of some peace treaty that they're going to have in Turkey. And Erdogan was setting it up, but then the Brits came in there and screwed it all up. So the Brits are definitely trying to push this. Steve, do you know about the Brits sending an expeditionary force to Poland and them trying to escalate and continue the war in Ukraine?
Well, I'd reported even before this ever even went public about this peace agreement that Putin was trying to work on. It's actually the Israelis that were doing it, that were meeting with him. The former Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, had met with Putin and Zelensky, and they had worked out the agreement. This is early on in the war when they had Kiev surrounded. And then... We, like you said, the British come in, and Boris Johnson said, no, there is not, you're not going to do peace. You're not going to accept this agreement, and you're going to continue to fight. And that's exactly what turned the entire tables on this, because why, as we already know, it's a globalist agenda. There's far more at stake than just that. And but the thing is, though, that we got to really remember, this is the difficult part of that, and that is that Putin went to the table. And I used to really think that Putin may be a halfway decent guy until I got into going deeper into this, you know. And he's just playing that part right along with it. But, yeah, that the Tucker interview brought out a lot of interesting information.
Okay. All right. Anything else, JP?
That's it, guys. Take care. Have a good
week. Thanks for the call. We have Bob in the Hour break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, you go to various meetings with government-related groups, and we haven't talked for a while about how one of the groups you work with looks into the Holy Bible and other ancient documents looking for technology. Do you have any updates in that area, sir?
John, I missed the first. I got the part about the technology and the updates on that, but I missed the first part.
The group that attempts to find technology in ancient manuscripts, including the Bible.
Okay. Do we have? I have not had any updates from them here lately.
Okay. And what can you tell us about what they found so far?
Most of our technology we have today comes from different spheres of that or reverse engineered type of information. But we basically, after the collapse of World War II, and, you know, Hitler was very big into going and looking at the ancient artifacts to do reverse engineering. And so when we did Operation Paperclip and brought in the scientists here, that's where we really began to expound on that project, going more and more into ancient documents. Hence why we had the war in Iraq, was because of some of the discoveries that were being publicized in Iraq at the time by Saddam Hussein, really pushed for the United States to get a pretext to have a war in order to be able to go into that nation. And even Iran, there is technology, buried ancient civilizations, things like that. We've even gone into China and with special forces without the Chinese realizing it until after the fact, and stolen ancient artifacts, things like that, in order to be able to glean from the technology that could be discovered from that. So it's a constant ongoing effort, whether it be, and even biblically, biblically has a lot of technology hidden there that they realize. So, but that's just really just a touch of it compared to other societies and things of that nature. I know the Smithsonian has secret places up underneath the Smithsonian that they hide the artifacts that we bring back there and that will never see the light of day. So, and John, I want to mention too that caller you did have earlier that was talking about the vaccine and all those people that had died as a result of the shots there. I know that the LifeWave founder, David Schmidt, they are working on doing studies now because there have been quite a few people that ended up getting, that are showing very positive results that were vaccinated. And so they're starting to get involved in studies to see what all this may actually help in regards to the people that have had those types of injuries. So that's something just to keep in the back of the mind there.
All right. Cindy, any updates on the process of getting Missouri elections to have one-day voting, paper ballots counted at the precinct, no mail-in ballots?
I don't have an update at this time. I do have some further analysis and research to do on that area. I hope to have something more definitive to share with you all next week. I would like to talk a little bit about what Steve was just talking about in terms of the vaccine injuries and the deaths. If we go back as COVID vaccinations were being rolled out, we'll remember that senior citizens, elderly people in care homes were prioritized to receive the shots. And if you roll back the veil a little bit and take a look at what the globalists need to have happen, the Western democracies are all on the verge of bankruptcy, and they can no longer afford to pay for the end-of-life care and the nursing care and the pensions and the retirement. And so part of what was attempted with the rollout of the COVID-19 pandemic and the vaccines was to target individuals in that demographic because they're expensive for governments to maintain.
All right. All right. Let's see. Steve, yeah, go ahead, Steve. You got a follow-up?
I can confirm what Cindy's saying on that, though. That's just from some of the meetings that I've been involved in, is that, yes, it was being utilized as a way to reduce the population. And not only was the elderly population targeted, but also the Black community was targeted as well. And so that was another aspect of this. And even the collection of the DNA by doing the nasal swabs and stuff that they were doing, that was also an agenda, because then they could literally take the DNA that they've collected on a global scale and then create viruses from that would specifically target certain ethnic groups. And one analogy that was given to me is that, say, for example, within China, you have different ethnic groups in China. And there was one particular one, they didn't tell me which one it was, but they said there's one particular one in China that there will be an attempt to eradicate that particular group. But by having their DNA, they can engineer a virus that will specifically target them.
All right. Well, Cindy, we're looking forward to your report next week after you do some homework on that. And Cindy, would it be a fair statement that politically our country, our nation is facing challenges it's never ever faced before nationally?
Yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that this country has really only been in existence a short time relative to countries like China and Russia. And I don't think we could say that during America's existence that we've ever gone through a global change as significant as the one that we're currently undergoing. The entire political and economic global architecture is shifting in very dramatic ways. And we're still a very young and new country. And I don't believe our leaders have ever undergone such a major shift. And so we're seeing things that many Americans are now saying, I never thought I would live to see, you know, X, Y, Z happen in this country. Well, we're seeing it now.
We are. We are, absolutely. Steve, in your lifetime, you've never seen anything like what we're experiencing either, have you, sir, politically?
No, I have not. No, not even remotely close. And so this is, we're I think this year is going to be a very pivotal year. And I say that too, John, because, you know, going back 5 years ago, probably when we were first starting to look at some of the things that were on the horizon for this country, 2024 was always put as the pivotal year of complete breakdown, global chaos. And this is what they're wanting to create is disease, famine, war, civil unrest across the entire planet. And this will all this will begin more earnestly later into the 2024, going into 2025. And then comes their little men in the green suits there, the saviors that are going to say that they were the ones that have set up society and religions to make us do right, but we didn't do very well.
Okay. All right. Well, my mantra for decades has been personal preparedness and family preparedness. And Steve and Cindy, I know you both of you feel the same way, don't you, Steve and Cindy?
You better
yes.
believe.
We'll have Cindy comment first on personal preparedness.
Well, personal preparedness has been a lifestyle choice for myself and my family for decades. But right now, I'm really led to prioritize spiritual preparedness. And I think that with all of the craziness and all of the things going on, all of the narratives that are out there driving fear and anxiety, spiritual preparedness really, I think, has to be the foundation in our present environment. And on the basis of that, then the other aspects of preparedness, getting your preps in place, your comms and all the other issues are secondary to that.
Okay. All right. Steve, your thoughts on personal and family preparedness?
I agree with Cindy. In fact, even in my broadcast, that's what I had changed focus more on, because I realized you can be as prepared as you want and be ready to fight and all that, but yet in all the years of research that I've done and ancient documents and things of that nature there, we're just seeing a repeat of things that have always taken place. And yet even what we're seeing now is something that is being very much prophesied that would come. And so my desire has been to arm people better spiritually to be prepared for what's coming, so that they know how to fight. Because like Paul said, you wrestle not against flesh and blood. We think we're wrestling against flesh and blood, but really it goes beyond even the political actors behind the scene or the elite behind the scene, but it goes to a much deeper level. And that's something I've been trying to get people prepared for. In fact, I was just reading in a document the other day that spoke about there would be three people that would come into power. One would be a fornicator, one would be a child killer, and the other would be a homosexual. And I'm like, that is the wildest thing I have ever seen, that type of scenario. And yet, if you just do a little bit of research, you can figure out not to say that these would be the people, but there's actually people in governments that line up on every level of that.
All right. Well, all these matters, Steve, continue to move forward, and for the most part, all we can do is observe and get ready, right?
That is very true, and so I would follow up to what Cindy said as well. You know, the preparedness is what's very important. I think the other big thing too, John, and I can say I concur with Cindy on this, and I know you'd be the same way. And that is, you don't want fear. In fact, there is one writing that I think it was from Thomas, and there's been five books discovered of his writings throughout the Middle East over the years, and he quotes Jesus as saying that if a man comes at you with a sword, then believe with everything within you that it does not exist and it will not harm you. Now, that is something that just really has made my head stop and do some serious thinking. You know, how is that possible? But yet, it's those impossible things. And yet at the same time, as I thought about that, I had a good friend of mine that was nearly in a fatal car accident, ran a red light, another car coming, couldn't stop it or anything. And he just cried out with all that was within him to save for Christ to save him. And the cars literally went through one another without even doing any harm whatsoever. He said, as the car went through our car, he said, you could see the people sitting in their seats as we passed through one another. And he said, and yet you would have never believed. He said, I don't think anybody would ever believe what I said, but I see what he's talking about, and that's not been the only case that I've been aware of like that. So then I go back to what Jesus said about that sword, and you can't help but think that there's got to be some truth to that. But it's that's really preparing on a spiritual level to deal with a battle that we may not be able to overcome any other way.
Absolutely. Well, Cindy, I know you're a very spiritual lady. Do you have any follow-up on Steve's comments?
Well, I'm a spiritual person, but I'm also kind of an egghead and kind of an intellectual. But over the years, I've come to the belief that our power to believe in some ways is more significant and more powerful than our power to understand. And if you're a spiritual person, you understand that you have to align your beliefs with the God of the universe and be in alignment spiritually, and then all these things will be added unto you. And so the power to believe is an incredible power that human beings have and ought not to be discounted, especially in these very troubled times.
Would you say we're in very troubled times, my dear?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, Steve, you believe we're in troubled times as well?
There's, without question, we are definitely in troubled times.
Okay. And, Cindy, would it be a fair statement to say that ultimately what we're dealing with is a spiritual battle?
Yeah, the more I read in the prophets and in the book of Revelation and in the letters of the New Testament, I come more and more to the conclusion that we're in a spiritual battle, and we're also living in a time, I think, that historians 100 years from now will look back and call this the time of the Great Deception. A lot of the divide and conquer strategies that Steve was talking about earlier can only be maintained by great deception. And if you're looking at what the mainstream news media is about, movies and television, culture, what's being taught in colleges and universities, social media, you see that there's a lot of money, time, energy, and effort being expended to keep us fighting amongst one another and keeping us deceived about what really is going on.
Steve, you see a lot of deception, of course, don't you, sir?
every day in every way. And boy, John, it's on every avenue. Every, you know, I go back and I think, John, years ago, as a young man, and I would sit there and think to myself, you know, the devil is a very smart guy. That guy has learned to capture the minds of people through media, billboards. I mean, not to mention he uses people as well, but he is bombarding the human minds over and over and over, day in, day out. And so the thing is this is why, you know, Paul talks about putting on this full armor.
We have our last break. We'll get our summaries from Steve and send him back. We'll be right back.
It's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have Steve give a summary first and wrap it up with Cindy giving her summary. Go ahead, Steve. You're on mute, Steve.
I'll make it work in a second here.
There we go.
You know, as far as I so much agree with Cindy and what she's saying, and this is as far as, you know, the spiritual application of things, because no matter how much we are prepared, physically to fight, to battle, to whatever, to try to preserve the freedoms that this country has given us. You know, at the same token, we've got to be able to be ready to cross, because let's face it, we end up in any kind of conflict in this country, just like in Ukraine and all these other places, wars are not being fought like they were many, many years ago. And, you know, I mean, John can probably attest to that. Vietnam was bad enough, but now the type bombs they drop now, they can just wipe out people, just massive numbers. So even in that regards, your spiritual house being in order is so, so important. But not to mention, there's a lot more levels to that. And that's why I've really changed. Like last week alone, I think I did 5 teachings in 1 week. I haven't done that in years, you know, but it's because I feel impressed that this is the hour that people need to be more aware, more acute of what's really going on, and not being deceived by even the religious leaders of the world that have been lying to us for all these years.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Your summary, please, Cindy. I got about a minute and a half.
Well, I think Americans and people around the globe are waking up. And I think primarily that started with the people that were spiritual people, but it's spreading. And I think the globalists are losing control of the narrative. And one reason I say that is because the censorship is being ramped up across the globe. I know Tucker Carlson had an interview with Putin, and a lot of people watched that. But I'm going to encourage folks to look at the next interview he did on Twitter X with a gentleman by the name of Mike Benz, and he runs an outfit called Foundation for Freedom Online. And in the interview, it's like a primer on how control of the narrative and control of news and the intelligence agencies who were trying to control what was going outside of the United States have turned all those weapons internally and attempted to censor Americans. It's a very good interview. I encourage folks to check it out.
Okay. All right. Well, panel, thank you very much. It was a great roundtable. Have a great week. We'll look forward to having you back next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, thank you. What a day. Dave Hodges was on out of pocket today. He had a scheduling conflict. He'll be back with us next Tuesday, as far as I know. Tomorrow, I'm not sure if Bill Federer will be back with us or not. He's been gone for a couple of weeks. Bill is a bona fide expert in American history and related topics. And, of course, Thursday we'll have Dr. Horowitz with us. And Friday, I believe Murray Lasser is still gone for another week, but we will have my friend Dr. Huff with us. So it'll be a full week as usual, taking your questions, calls, and comments. If you like what you hear at Republic Broadcasting, please consider making a donation. We're not quite self-sufficient yet, but we're working on it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaners, and your laws. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. I get to live in the large, beautiful state of Missouri, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN.
free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.